okay, it's Monday, Tuesday night, or what are we holding? Tes Zion Sivan, Yud Zion Sivan, or Tes Zion Sivan, and we're in the mitzvah of not going outside the Tchum Shabbos. And if you want to see the godless of the Minchas Chinuch, what is he going to write about it already? But boy, oh boy, does he find what to write about. And we didn't even get up to the androgynous yet, with 1 foot in the Tchum and 1 foot out of the Tchum. Okay, Shin Yud Zion, Zion am I, yep. V'inei Tchum Shabbos. It's Zion in the, you know, well, it's not new anymore. In the non-Smithsonian Minchas Chinuch, it's Zion. V'inei Tchum Shabbos. Ayin Shas Kan. Mem Tesom Adveiv, which would be Maseches Erevin, Ubatoisus Makamo Makomos, Ubaravamadit Per Chazayim Bishabbos Halacha Beiv, the Yesh Tovrim, the Mutalelech Alpayim Ushmona Amos, Amma Dainuhem Valachsonon. In other words, when we talk about 2,000 Amas, it's really, even like when you talk about, you're not allowed to carry Arba Amas B'Shus HaRabin, you really, it's a bit more than 4 Amas, it's really the diagonal of a 4x4 square, which, if I remember correctly from school, A squared plus B squared equals C squared, something like that. Pythagoras?
Yes.
C's the hypotenuse.
Anyway, so some say, so you really have 2,800 amas to walk. So 2,000 A squared, because the diagonal is 800?
Yeah,
from where to where? Not from one corner to the other corner.
No, from the center.
From the center.
To the corner, right.
So the Sovrim, some say, the Dafka Shodek Balachson Tchumei Ha'ir. In other words, I'm not sure, like, you got to get the points of the compass. So Dafka, when he's taka walking at a diagonal, but if he's walking to the
straight ahead,
like due east, let's say. So I'm not sure what that means. Like, how do you set up the tchum? You set it up due east? You set it up due east, due north, due south, due west, and then you see where you're walking. And if you're walking on the diagonal, you have more to walk. And if you're walking straight, due east or due north, you talk, only have 2,000 amas.
Yeah, how do you draw the square? How do you draw it?
You need a compass.
You draw it north-south? That's
yeah, you need a compass.
So you can draw it based on the direction he's walking.
But you don't, or else he...
It has to be constant. The square has
we're
to
saying
be,
it depends how he's walking.
The angle he's walking in is...
If you always draw it that way, then it'll always have 2,000 amas. It'll never have 2,800.
No, there's a mile lower than the hill. It depends on which direction he's walking. If he's walking at an angle, he gets more walk. If he's walking from the center to a corner,
right.
But if he's walking from
the center, draw the box.
That's how you draw the box.
I'm saying maybe you don't draw the box more southeast west. Maybe you draw it straight line.
Get me a hail of dollars, please.
Wherever he's facing.
Right.
That he would only be able to walk 2,000 wherever he fits.
That's kind of the point. It's supposed to be.
No, but that line number says that you can walk 2,800.
Right, he walks in a certain direction. He's walking a certain direction. You draw the box, but then he turns diagonal.
No, but it says.
You just start walking before you make the box.
Yeah.
The box
it says in certain what? Directions you only get
the
time.
Around the city.
Okay, Moller, I grab both sides. Hilchos Eruv
Eid Tuchum. I don't even understand why it's a box. Makes a lot more sense. That it would be the exact amount in any direction.
Yeah.
Okay.
One mother hold
it.
That's the
mother. Right. We hold the box.
Do it. Okay. Osana Tchumen Ketavu Melubas. You start off drawing a square. And then the Bir Halacha says, Lav Dafka square, sometimes it'll be a rectangle, it depends on the dimensions of the city. It could be 1,000 amas wide and 2,000 amas long. So, it means you draw it as a, with with right angles. V'ayinu shemoded al pnei kol orech ha'ir lemizrach al payim amaluchutz v'chein l'tzofo. So I don't know, where's Mizrach? Mizrach of the Olam or Mizrach? You have a city. And let's assume it has an orech. It has a length. So
easternmost point of the city.
If you walk, you draw a line 2,000 amos to the east.
From the end of the city, right? From the easternmost point of the city.
Yeah.
So if you go from if the city is, stretches out there, you go from that point 2,000.
Nimtza Tchum Bekeren 2,800. Okay. So I still don't see how you measure. Like you go straight east from the city.
See, from the eastern border of the city, and you go straight.
Well, you count from the houses. The eastern, okay, the eastern.
Most eastern corner of the city, wherever you count.
And then you go due east.
Due east 2,000.
Not due east. You don't go to the east of the Olam. You go to the east of the city.
Same thing.
Is it?
You go east. That's why you're right.
Can't the city be on a northeast tilt?
Yeah. Yeah. So wherever the city, point. Wherever the city is going to have, there's going to be an easternmost point.
You left the city at the northernmost point.
The square where
the northernmost point. So from the northernmost point, you go 2,000 up.
Right.
The square might be inaccurate, but it's still going to be east.
Draw the rectangle based on the furthest points of the city.
Okay, you know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. Anyway, so the Mechas Chinuch says.
It's irrelevant anyway.
So it depends how you walk. Literally, it depends how you walk. If you walk in a certain direction, you can walk 2,800 amos. And if you walk in a different direction, you can only walk 2,000 amos. Says the... That's what he says. No. Only when you walk in that direction of the diagonal. But if he walks straight, then he only has 2,000 amos. Vayin yumid asamach zayin. Im kain, le'inyin sholosh parsa'os, which is the oraisa tchum, kam kain vaday ikta pulukta zu. Nobody is drawing circles here. You're only drawing right angles.
No. The first man omer says you can walk in any direction as far as the corner goes. So if you're here, the corner is all the way here. You can walk here, even though the tomb really would be here. The square would stop here.
Okay.
The circle is defined by the.
Okay, but the Mechaschino's point is that you do the same thing if the tomb would be three parsels. You're right. The point is you do the same thing for the Diyaraisa Tchum, for the three parcels. The Rabbeinu Tam Mutulelech Sholosh Parcels Im Hachumshin, meaning whatever, three parcels with the extra that the diagonal gives you. And Cain, the Yud Beis Mil, who's good at math, how much you're earning for 12 mil, which is 24,000 amma, 9,600 amma. Wait, three parcels is how many ammas? It's 3 mil. How many? No, three parcels is how many mil? What? 12 mil. Right, you base mil. Each mil is 2,000 ammas. 12 mil is 24,000 ammas. So with the chumshin, it's another 9,600. And came the chayyim from b'shas erbin shavet liel dochiach machan yisrael. Rabbi Klosser Parse, if you can't hech mahalach b'royish, chazol la'choyros, olish parsoz, ayin rash, if you chor machni yisrael, habi Klosser Parse, then you'd be mil. Linyan Shabbos, shikuzu, mutu leilech min ha-Torah, la medalit, elef amas bachus ma'ad. I mean, according to the first sheet, what was the big deal to say? How did they go to the bathroom if they had to walk, they had to transverse the whole machna, if they really had 34,000 amas to walk? Not not 24,000, but they really had 36,000.
The Kasha and Rashi.
Yeah. Vayan Bishaz Khan and Zion Ahmed Bayes, the Mavur Inyan Hamad Bin of the Kumu, the Hoya Mahir Lagai, Lagay, the reach the valley. So they used to measure with a Hevel of 50 Amos. They figured that's the perfect size, not to have to stretch it taut, but not to let it hang loose.
That was the maximum 50?
Yeah. I mean, that they couldn't do with more all that. So if you use a Hevel of 50 Amos. Because you could handle it to keep it straight, not to sag, but it's not too heavy either. So, if you get to a valley, or a ditch, or
sounds like a ravine.
A gulf, a what?
Ravine. Yeah.
A ravine. Yeah. So if the Hevel of 50 Amos could just go over it, so then you ignore it. And you don't measure the slope of the ravine. May Moses and Amadro Abishiyesh Bishipuo Yosef. The name Yochel Avlio, and if you can't, then Makadrin Bahorim is a whole complicated way of measuring. If you're talking about a hill, Makadrin Bahorim, but I think you can do the same thing in the valley, you just have to reverse the procedure. One guy holds it like they hold it in different places. Instead of holding it like this, one guy holds it by his heart and one guy holds it by his feet. And this is a way of measuring that you automatically eliminate the extra that the slope is giving you. In other words, it's as if you're measuring the mountain as the crow flies. But you can't do it because it's too big. It's like the hevel doesn't fit. So it gives you a formula how to measure. One guy holds it by his heart, I think, and the lower guy holds it by his feet. And somehow that cuts out the slope. I don't know. That cuts out the slope. That leaves you with a figure like for as the crow flies.
And that's called Makadrin.
That's what Makadrin means. To give you a bigger tchum. There you have to measure the slope of the ravine. You know, if you measure it as if it's straight land. Because it says ain makadrin. So here too, for the diorisa, you would be ain makadrin. You would have to measure the whole slope. Back molded in Hamadron, you measure the slope, Kitaka Chaloka, like straight land. Mechemavur Shom Daflam, Mechem at Beis, Vaman the Yomar, to the Oraisa, Ein Makadron. Well, if he's in this one, then Chodesh, Bisman Hazer. Shemavliya, Sagai, Afilu Omko, Kamo Shemavur, Mishas, Okay, you mean to make an error, right?
What does it mean?
This is as a time of bridges?
What is this? Nitzmach Din Chadash, as one as that. What is that thing called? On the wire? No, the thing you hold on to.
Zip line.
I don't know, Taka, why. And if it's very deep, so you just measure the depth, if it's a straight land.
No, no coolers.
Ach Yochol, that's taking away a lot of your tchum, because you're not climbing down into the ravine. Ach Yochol, what? Ach Yochol, Aniach Erev, you have, if you're stuck, then don't worry, you could always make an Erev. Even if you make an eruv, the behemoth of a kelim karagli abayla. Things I own are not about to be are not allowed to be taken out of my tchum. Then yochol shem yisrael lahilu behemoth of the kelim yisum mitzchum shereshom abaylam leilech. I am based at aflam zayin. I'm at base at turgus shachnorik shemishin samach zayin. We're going to vroom. Yeah. The filul das harambam the tchum in the arise of b'sholish parasols. The komukom behemoth of the kelim. This extension of the isur tchum. That my behemah and kelim are confined to my tchum is certainly only drabbana. Come on, behemah and kelim are rakis and drabbana l'chuli alma. Maybe mishneh meram al shikar the choylek. Wow, the sover who is a Torah. Who is the Torah? For behemah and kelim to go outside the tchum of its bylaw.
If the animal gets away, it's like a yogurt shogi or something.
Ach tamul nimishas orach erevin dafayin tesum and bay. Ah, do the chayim the gov shall tevish mein shnei tchum and Shabbos.
They keep straw, right? Like animal food.
Yeah, and they're allowed to eat it. You mean you're not afraid it'll go down too much?
How would that be a direction exactly? And now this guy takes his animal and he sits from the other direction.
He'll wander over to what's not his tchum anymore. You can't always tell where the line is. Ahod the b'chein b'gol shol tavish mei tchum mei tavish. Korach shito. B'shan lo tichor b'shivu dhom tchum. Your eyes are mal b'tem elu dhom osu l'chufe. Kishra said the yachol v'yigach mitchum sheinu shalol. This is just a step away. The Yavor recover out the Arisa, the head of the Gambazah, having been at Torah. Shubri Shubri Shom told me on Pirish Rashi because of the Shidah, the Caleb, having the Kuliyam Rak to Abona. Pirish Hashas, the Chayesh, and Yetu Ba'asma Chutz Lutzkum, the day Likach. That's what the Gemara means. Well, Gabonim of Ur, Shima Chodesh of Yishayna. If it's a Dindi Arisa or a Dindi Abona, the Din that Kesu, the Kalim, the Ma'im was a scraggly Abaiwa.
So the Gemara is not really Arisa.
Right. The Mabayla Mitzuvim al Shisus Habema, Motela Chutz Lichum, Yeraisa, Moshe Mitzuvim al Eza Malacha, Ein Shom Abin Avraham, Simen Shin Hei, Sifat Yitzchez, maybe Mishem Halavush, Mabayla Muzharim, they are Muzharim.
Is this also based Shammai? Same as by, this is the same Achok as by Shisus Behema, that's based Shammai, right?
Oh, okay, yeah. So here the behemoth can't walk outside the tchum. Achadaki Moshe b'shem Hakadosh Baruch Hu kedushin kosa. Even then, the lav zeh koros uskila in oivra al shvisus behemto. Okay, Malcolm Beirut. Okay, we'll stop here by test.